This is day one of the April 2019 four-day retreat in Springwater. Tell it to the weather that it's April. Snowy, windy, chilly day. I thought it might be good to just take a few moments to say some things about retreating together in a retreat such as this. I'm aware that there are a good number of people who are here for the very first time, maybe haven't sat like we do here or for very long periods of time, maybe an hour here or there. And I, on a certain level, sympathize with, one could say, maybe the challenge regardless of what one's expectations were, what one would like it to be like. But here we are in silence, agreed to not talk in public spaces, agreed to keep certain areas, the balcony, the solarium, sitting room, to some degree the dining room, conducive to the quiet and sitting. People like to sit in different areas which allow for different kinds of chairs. I relate to that myself. At different times. And I think it's safe to say that no one here on staff wants to be in the role of a policeman, somebody like watching over that, that we are sensitive to that. And to the degree that we ourselves are sensitive, which we're not all the time, but if that's possible, especially as there's some quieting down, one just is in touch with what's here. People are sitting quietly, and that's what's happening. And to be in tune with that. It doesn't require somebody pointing something out. It's just some gentle awareing of what's here. And to say some more about sitting itself. It was mentioned last night whether it's possible to find as comfortable an arrangement as possible, because things change. So nothing lasts exactly as it is. But without an added extra of forcing a posture that maybe just doesn't suit one at the present time. So finding a chair, cushions, couch, somebody has found that lying down is helpful. So to find an arrangement that suits this body to be still. And in that, again, being in tune with the others who are myself as well, sitting quietly. And I thought back to the very first long sitting I attended. It might have been in 1971. And it was, I forgot what the Zenny name for it was, but, and it was in this very dank, sort of mildewy, smelly, dark basement of a chapel at Bard College, being led by, he was a teacher there, but he was a senior student at the time of Roshi Kaplow's. And it was a Zen sitting, so it was very strict, no moving. If you moved, they would say, no moving. And sitting on these blocks, it was almost like concrete. I don't know what they were for, but that's what was provided to sit on. I'd never done a long all-day sitting before. And he also used this stick, which is called a kiyosaku, which was used in Zen training. And so you were whacked on the shoulders throughout the day. It was indicated to provide energy to stay with the practice. And I remember just being a ball of pain and tears and just what have you, that whole day. Quite different what we have here. Open space, with windows taking in incredible surrounding views of nature, distant hills, lots of birds. And that was by design that a space was provided that even if we were inside, we were a part of the natural surroundings. We've evolved in a way to have minimal external imposing of rules and shoulds and oughts. It's a little bit like the expression threading the needle to, though also respect what we're here for. And in that way, again, being in tune in a retreat such as this with each other. With some level of desire for quiet, stillness, an opportunity to really be with whatever comes up in a new way. With some awareness. There was something that came up before the retreat with a friend and thought maybe to take some time to look at this. He had fallen very, very ill some weeks ago. Safe to say he almost died. He's doing better now. And in one of our conversations, he indicated that there was a kind of, now I'm using my own words here, so don't intend to be factually quoting, but that there was coming up a kind of terror that he just hadn't experienced before. And again, using my words, that it was as though he was, his molecules and cells that made him up were almost reorganized after this event. So it was almost like he didn't recognize himself in a way. It was This is someone who is very familiar with this work here, has participated in many, many retreats over the years. So there's a part of me that says, well, this is day one. We're going to talk about death and dying on day one? Why not? It's a fact. It's true for everyone sitting here that this body, who we refer to, Stu or Lisa or Wayne or whoever, will pass someday. We don't know when, how, don't know the circumstances, don't know if there'll even be consciousness at the end. Some of us, as Tony, was very ill and then stopped eating. They were just going to let her pass. We visited in the room. I don't know if she was still alive for another week or so, but eyes closed, just breathing. Some of us just sat in the room with her. And eventually, I wasn't there at the time, but eventually, the breathing stopped. I remember her body was cremated, and we had a gathering here and had this bag of ashes, and her son, Remo, he took some of them and handed them out to people. And we walked down to the creek and tossed ashes down there. And I remember standing next to Remo, and he had this bag of ashes in his hands, and he just said something like, "So is this what it all comes to?" It wasn't, I would have to say it in a quite the way he put it, just like, what's the use? That kind of, this is what it all comes to. Which would be a really good question to sit with. Where that even comes from, that question. But is there a different kind of dying? Than what is being talked about, ending of this body, person? That we have known a different kind of dying. Dying to who and what we think we are. Our history, our talents, knowledge, preferences, how we would like this to be, whatever is before us, our resistances, our hopes, aspirations, negative as well as positive self-images, poor at this, great at that, is this what terrorizes? The idea of not continuing as I know myself and all that is identified with, even if it's painful, it's still something about the known and identified with as me. So at this moment of wondering, what's left? Heart beating, feel of the floor or the mat, winding. Bird song, people sitting quietly, is there love and affection coming from who knows where? We will end there for today.